Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
Connor Happer, he is no longer en route to Pittsburgh. He is in Pittsburgh. He'll be in the arena for Creighton's practice in a matter of minutes. He will check in with us before the show is over. I know a lot of people on their lunch break dip into the show for maybe the first time today. So if you haven't heard, Nebraska has named a new athletic director, Troy Dannon from Washington. Iowa guy, Midwest guy, Iowa guy. Midwest values, used to serve, knows Matt Rhule from his time at Tulane over there in the American Athletic Conference. I knew there was another word in there. I knew it wasn't just the American Conference, but had I said American Conference, you all would have understood. This is a very knowledgeable audience. They have not targeted him. They have hired him. He is their guy. Matt Rhule, very excited about it, seems to be a quote-unquote football guy, so a doer like Matt Rhule asked for earlier in the week. The Board of Regents has zeroed in on a priority candidate for the university president position, Dr. Gold, who's currently at UNMC. What else? Let me tell you what's coming up here on your lunch hour or wherever you might be consuming the show. Darren DeVries, Drake men's basketball coach, former assistant at Creighton. He is going to stop by at exactly 12:30. He's got a tight window, and we are going to respect that. We'll hear from Connor Happer, of course, who is in Pittsburgh, normally hosts the show. He said, I can't go one day without having my voice be on the radio, so you need to call me boy. That's right, he calls me boy. Kind of odd. But, you know, we'll hear from Connor Happer and the Duquesne men's basketball coach, Keith D'Ambra, who is retiring. Whenever their season ends, it is his last dance. He coached LeBron James for 2 years at St. Vincent St. Mary's, so we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about his career as a whole, being a sixth seed, winning the A-10, the confetti that dropped during the A-10 tournament with 12 minutes. No, it was even more than that. It was like 17 minutes to go in the second half of a game. It was a wild A-10 tournament. Every first-round matchup was an upset. We'll talk to him about that. And it is the second time the Dukes have been in the state of Nebraska this year. They played at PBA against the Scurs and lost because, of course, only one team won at PBA this year, not named Nebraska. We won't name them. We won't name them. No, I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm just saying. But this is the Tweet Bag. You ask us your nonsensical sports questions. We answer them. It'll be a short one so that we can get to Coach DeVries, who is going to join us, and we thank him for that as I produce and talk at the same time. We begin with Goon, who tweets into the show. Hi, Goon. See, I have to say the name and say hi. Like the bit doesn't work with one person, but I love a bit, so we'll keep it going. If we decided the Omaha bracket by who would win in a fight, who would win the bracket? Okay. I assume this is like a mascot fight, like BYU and Duquesne. If a Cougar fought a Duke, who would win? Man, this is a great question, because we got two Cougars, right? We got Washington State, the Cougs. So does that cancel each other out? Or is one Cougar more powerful than the other if it got down to that? So let's look at this matchup by matchup here. Duquesne versus BYU. I think a Cougar would beat a Duke. I don't think I a Duke is a human, obviously. I don't think a Duke would have fighting powers. Now, they might have access to weapons that a Cougar obviously wouldn't have, but a Cougar is kind of a weapon. I'm going to go Cougars, but if the audience completely dismisses me for saying that, then I'll flip-flop. I don't care. I will face the shame head-on. Morehead State versus Illinois. That would be the Illinois Fighting Illini, the much-respected tribe of the area against Morehead State. They're the Eagles. That's a tough one. I again am going to pick the animal over man, and again say if anyone thinks I'm crazy for doing so, please point me in a different direction. So we got a Cougar versus an Eagle in the second round of this hypothetical matchup here. Okay. BYU, a Cougar versus the Morehead State Eagle. Oh, man, my lack of animal knowledge is showing here. I feel like an eagle could pick and choose its spots, right? Like, the cougar's more or less a sitting duck for the eagle at a certain point, right? I don't know. I'm going to put that on the back burner. We press on. A jackrabbit or a cyclone. Now, is the mascot I'm picking here the bird that they use for the cyclone, or like a literal cyclone, like a tornado? Because I'm gonna pick the tornado. I'm gonna pick the cyclone, whether it be a bird or a tornado, over a jackrabbit. Now, Drake, you got the bulldog versus a cougar. That seems pretty easy. I'm gonna go cougar. So I got a cougar versus a cyclone. Iowa State mascot. Cy the Cardinal. Okay. Am I picking? I'm gonna stick to the spirit of the question and say that this is a cardinal versus a cougar. In that case, I'm gonna pick the cougar. I think I've got cougar versus cougar in my finals. And then I don't know what to do. Are the cougars in Washington more powerful than the cougars in Utah? I don't know. I just don't know. I think Jody tweets in. Thank you, Jody. Hi, Jody. Butch T. Cougar all the way. Okay. There you go. That's who I pick. I pick BYU's Cougar. The BYU Cougar is more powerful than the Washington State Cougar because it is a part of a power conference, whereas Washington State is in whatever the hell the Pac-2 is right now. So that's my answer. The BYU Cougar would win in a theoretical mascot fight between all of the Omaha mascots. Again, games getting underway, 11:40 tomorrow. Estimated tip time of 2:10 for Morehead State and Illinois. And then the night session should be the much more populated session down there at the Chai. South Dakota State against Iowa State, 6:35 tip. And then the last game of the day, estimated tip time of 9:05 between Drake and Washington State. That's I always call that the sicko game of the day because that's like the 16th game of basketball for the day. You're kind of tired. You're kind of fatigued, but it's a marathon, not a sprint. So you have Drake and Washington State on. Maybe you're a little inebriated. You're definitely too full to eat anything. And this game's going on until 11 o'clock, and it's right here. Jody has corrected me. I'm sorry. Jody has said Washington State is Butch. Sorry, Butch, B. I thought BYU. I'm sorry. I'm producing and hosting. Give me a break. So Washington State is the winner of our, because I caved to peer pressure, if nothing else. Washington State Cougar, our most powerful Cougar, our most powerful mascot for the teams here in Omaha. Jeff tweets in. Hi, Jeff. Haven't seen a lot of bracket analysis from the Connor Happer show. Who do you like in the tournament? Put the graphic up there during the show, during one of the breaks, not the most recent break, of my Final Four. I will pull it up just so we can discuss some things. I've hinted at some sleepers and some Cinderellas as the week has gone on. I guess let's get down to the brass tacks here. My final four is UConn, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Purdue. Yes, I believe in Purdue this year. I have them beating Creighton in the Elite Eight. Don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. Everybody's a little high on UConn. Like, Connor talked about this with the Buffalo Bills. Too many people are picking the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl, so they're not going to win the Super Bowl. That's kind of my thought on UConn. They look like the best team right now, but it's the NCAA tournament. It rarely goes according to plan. So I it's hard to repeat, so I just don't have UConn winning at all. I have North Carolina and Purdue in the national championship game. And I hate to do this because Connor also did it. I'm picking Purdue to do the Virginia thing of lose to a 16 and then run roughshod over the tournament and win it all in Glendale here in a couple of weeks. Some sleepers that I have in the Sweet 16. I do have BYU beating Iowa State, by the way, so that's a little interesting. I have Charleston making the Sweet 16 and getting a, for them, it'll be a huge matchup against North Carolina if my bracket is perfect, which why wouldn't my bracket be perfect? I have James Madison beating Houston in the Sweet 16 and advancing to the Elite Eight. Boy, I hope that doesn't blow up in my face. I have Samford getting to the round of 16 because they play McNeese. So, yes, I have Gonzaga and Kansas losing in the opening round. I do have Creighton beating Tennessee. I know many of you are wondering, do I, the man who tried to cancel Nebraska basketball so many months ago, do I have Nebraska winning a tournament game? You betcha. I believe in this team. I am their mascot, and I always support my Nebraska Huskers wherever it is possible. So, oh, okay. Sorry, just reading my emails as it comes in. We get one from Kip. Hi, Kip. Is your car really locked if you only hear it honk once after using the remote? I always seem to lock it twice, two honks. Two honks this time. And I notice a lot of other people do too. What other OCD type of habits do you have? Kip, you are exactly correct. Your car is not locked if that horn only honks once. I need two. I need two honks to know that it's locked. One's for the front and one's for the back, obviously. Yes, I understand. That's not actually how a car works. But in my head, which is a scary, scary place, that's how the front door and the back doors lock, is if I press that button twice. Because sometimes when I hit unlock two times, it doesn't unlock. Like, one of those unlocks doesn't take. So it must be the same for the front, right? What other OCD type of habits do I have? How much time do we have, Kip? Got a couple minutes here before we get to Darren DeVries, Drake men's basketball coach. He's going to join us next. I have to put my left shoe on and then my right shoe on because, like you said, OCD. Let's see. There's just so many others. If I'm writing something and I make a mistake, I don't really like to scribble it out. I'll start a whole new page. I will call that page a total loss and move on to the next page, assuming I don't have like paragraphs of things written. But if I'm trying to write, that's right. I still write things, which, you know, people often comment like, Josh, you have a notebook on camera and you're always writing and taking notes. Yeah, I write things. I write things. That's right. I love a hard copy, as you all know. What else? Nothing else comes to mind, but I know there's like a million other things. So I'm not entirely sure what other OCD habits that I may have. If I think of some throughout the show, I'll sprinkle them in. But let's do this. Let's stop the tweet bag for right now. Oh, okay. Here's we'll do one more from Jack John, a friend of the show, Jack John. He tweets in, and then we'll close the tweet bag, and then we'll have plenty of time for Darren DeVries. Question for you, he says. What happens if Josh has to throw up while Connor is out of the studio? Who's going to take over? Jack John, that's an excellent question. We just have dead air, and me, let's see, let's estimate how far away that is. That's, I don't know, that's probably 8 feet, the trash can is. So you could hear me retching if I had to, if I didn't turn the mic off first. But I think I would hit the mic off button as I backed away to the trash can to vomit. I know not a lot of people want to hear this on their lunch hour, but it is a thing that happened once, so we do need an action plan now for if it happens a second time. Jody tweets into the show a photo of two very lovely dogs. I love dogs. Connor does not, remember, with the Washington State mascot. Thanks, producer Josh, and thanks for choosing your new AD from UW. We can see the dumpster fire starting on that other school in Washington. That's right. We've taken the AD from Washington, and that's Big Ten on Big Ten crime now, remember. And Washington State now set to dominate the state of Washington, and many, many Apple Cups to come. So that's the bag. Little shorter tweet bag today because I'm by myself, and we have another illustrious guest joining us next. Head coach of Drake men's basketball, former Creighton assistant, Darren DeVries. His team is in Omaha. They got a game against against Washington State. Those very same Cougars. 9 o'clock, True TV. Last game of the day tomorrow. We will catch up with Coach DeVries next on the Connor Happer Show. Producer Josh filling in on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.